and I do believe it's true. You know they call me a holy roller, and I do believe it's true. Well, if you knew the Lord like I do, well, you might be doing some rolling too. Well, they call me a Bible thumper, yes, I do. Oh, you know they call me a Bible thumper, and yes, I do believe it's true. All right. Yeah. And if you knew the word like I do, you'd be thumping your Bible too. And I do believe it's true. You know they call me a crazy, crazy Christian. Anybody's been around you boys long enough, they know that's the truth. You crazy, all right. You crazy about Jesus. Well, in this world we're living in, you'd be crazy not to be a Christian too. Freak, and I do believe that that's true. Oh, I know I do. You know they call me a Jesus freak now, 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 and I do believe, I believe it's true. Well, there's just one thing I wanna know.
What's that, brother?
You know there's one thing I wanna know.
Hey, somebody reach over there and tell it.
You know there's one thing I gotta know before I go. Whose freak are you?
Hey, have you been keeping track of every earthquake report over the last couple of months? No? Aw, come on, I'm sure you must have a little place in your day planner where you write down whenever a news report mentions another one of these earthquakes. I know, I can hear you saying already, I don't even like keeping my logbook up to date, so what in the world makes you think that I'd keep a running log of earthquake reports? Well, I do hear the reports quite often, but the truth is, I don't really keep a running log of them while I'm out on the road during the week. When I get home, there's usually a new stack of end times updates waiting for me to sort through, though. I suppose I could use those 2 extra hours off duty every night to do it. Nah. Well, listen, what I think I'll do here in this earthquake update report is simply read off all of the diverse places that earthquakes have been reported lately, just over the last couple of months. And by the way, this is not a complete list, just enough to catch our attention. First, though, let me read off the words of Jesus concerning signs leading up to the end times, from Luke 21, starting at verse 7. So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, what will these things be, and what signs will there be when these things are about to take place?" Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and time is drawn near. But don't go after them. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." Okay, here's the short list of reported earthquakes. The southern coast of Mexico. A mild tremor in Jackson, Wyoming. It's worth mentioning. An earthquake on the French island of New Caledonia that was relatively severe. A major earthquake in Iran that most of us surely heard about. Bali, Indonesia. Then another one in Mexico near Acapulco in Mexico City. Southern California. No kidding. Taiwan. Kamchatka, Russia. There was an earthquake over in the islands of western Greece. There was another one in western Turkey. Pakistan had one. Afghanistan had one recently. I don't know about you, but it does sound like a whole lot of shaking going on. Hey, I'll tell you what. You keep your ears open for those little earthquake reports sandwiched in between all of the big news stories of the day and see how many of them you can recall next month when we do another earthquake update. Until then, I'll keep a running log of those reports, and you, well, you just worry about keeping that new logbook system squared away. Between upgraded security alerts and the new logbook rules, I've been noticing a whole lot more DOT spot checks and more requests to see my logbook. How about you?
Okay, where do we turn?
According to the directions, it's the next intersection.
As we travel through life, it's always helpful to have directions.
Is that a big mud hole?
Ew, and I just had the car washed. Why don't you turn at the next intersection?
But the directions said turn here.
And we'll find our way to the right road.
Faithfully following the directions will lead us to our destination.
This can't be right. The directions say to go straight, but we're almost out of town.
Well, this turn looks good to me.
All right, let's take it.
Weren't we supposed to turn at a gas station somewhere?
Oh, that was way back there. It looked like a rough neighborhood, so I skipped that turn.
Oh, good call.
God has given us directions in the Bible that will lead us to a relationship with Him and a home in heaven.
These directions can't be right.
I haven't trusted them from the beginning.
Maybe we should have. Then we wouldn't be lost.
We're not lost.
If the Bible seems irrelevant or outdated to you, you may have drifted further from God than you think.
Okay, we're lost. What do the directions say?
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.